Hi, this week the question we're asking is this. Is the holy kiss required of Christians? Several times in the New Testament we read about the holy kiss. Is this something that must be done by all Christians throughout all time? That's our question. In Romans 16, verse 16, the Bible says, "Greet one another with a holy kiss. The churches of Christ greet you." Now, how should we view this passage? We must recognize that there are regulations in the Bible concerning customs which people already had in place. For example, in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 5 says, "Bondservants, be obedient to those who are your masters according to the flesh." Verse 9 says, "You masters, do the same things to them, giving up threatening." Here, the Bible is regulating the practice of slavery. It's not telling us that we must go out and acquire slaves or become masters. It recognizes that slavery was practiced in some countries, and the New Testament regulates that practice which already existed. Likewise, the Bible seems, in our present case, to be regulating a practice which already was in place, the practice of greeting people with a kiss. Some people want to treat the holy kiss as though it were a Bible pattern that must be followed, and if it's not followed, then we cannot claim to be the true church of Jesus Christ. However, for something to qualify as a pattern, it must be shown that, first, a command was given, and second, that one and only one way of obeying that command may be fulfilling its requirements. For example, in Matthew 26, verse 28, the Scripture requires fruit of the vine for communion. There is no other passage authorizing any other drink element. And so, in the absence of any other drink element, only fruit of the vine has been authorized and may be used in communion. Well, if holy kissing is the only way to greet people found in the pages of the New Testament, then it would be an exclusive pattern. The only way we could greet people would be in the form of the kiss. However, this is not the only way to greet people. There are other ways found. First, greetings were given in written form, or greetings were given in writing. In Romans 16, verse 22, "I, Tertius, who wrote this epistle, greet you in the Lord." In 1 Corinthians 16, verse 20, "All the brethren greet you. Greet one another with a holy kiss." This passage actually mentions two kinds of greetings. One is a greeting in written form, when the passage says, "All the brethren greet you." The other greeting is the holy kiss. Number two, greetings were made by handshake. In Galatians 2, verse 9, "James, Cephas, and John gave me and Barnabas the right hand of fellowship." That's a handshake. Number three, greetings were done by embracing. In Acts 20 and verse 1, Paul called the disciples to himself, embraced them, and departed to go to Macedonia. Number four, greetings were done by calling someone's name. In 3 John verse 14, the Bible says, "Greet the friends by name." In summary, since there are various forms of greetings and not a single uniform way, it would be wrong to argue that kissing is the only form that's acceptable. When the Bible speaks of greeting with a kiss, the emphasis is always on holy. Some give unholy kisses. There are Bible examples of unholy kisses. In Luke 22, verse 47 and 48, Judas drew near to Jesus to kiss him. But Jesus said to him, "Judas, are you betraying the Son of Man with a kiss?" Here is an unholy kiss. The New Testament is regulating a practice already in existence. Rather than giving an exclusive pattern requiring that Christians kiss one another, the Scriptures are telling us that when the kiss is used as a form of greeting, it must be a holy kiss. In Romans 16, verse 16, the Bible says, "Greet one another with a holy kiss. The churches of Christ greet you." We hope this helps you to understand the passages about holy kissing. And we thank you for listening to our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. And at our website, you may download the notes and the audio file of the message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.